Hey there, welcome along. I hope you're good. It's Damien back with the 9to5 Google Daily, this time for February 27th, 2020. As you may know, this is our super quick overview of all of the top news stories of the past 24 hours. We often hear from photographers lamenting the quality of smartphone cameras, but one heartwarming story from a couple in the Philippines showcased that the Pixel 4 camera is more than capable of capturing some exceptional engagement photo shoot images. Due to a lack of funds, Tyrone Galang decided to pull off the low-cost photo shoot, and we're sure that most people out there probably wouldn't have guessed that they came from a smartphone camera. Granted, most of the quality of the images is still down to the composition. In his couple's photo shoot, Tyrone tasked a fellow photographer with taking shots with the smartphone, including with the inbuilt portrait mode, night mode, and by our reckoning, we think they've done a superb job. It's definitely worth taking a look if you haven't done so already. Netflix on Chromecast has now received a massive UI redesign, which is more in keeping with the Android application. That means you'll get large previews of shows, movies and Netflix originals, all based upon your previous viewing history and likes of content. It's not just limited to when you connect, as the pause menu now shows more information, a timeline progress bar with show info and notes. Then, if autoplay is enabled, you'll get a next new episode pop-up, which is more visible with a larger countdown timer. The full redesign should be available on your Chromecast devices right now. Google Chrome has the Dino game, but with Microsoft's Edge browser now being Chromium-based, they've upped the ante with their own mini-game called Let's Surf. The game is an endless runner-style title like Dino, but it looks more like an early 90s 16-bit console game with impressive visuals, and it even works on smartphones, desktops, and Xbox One consoles. Of course, I'll leave a link in the show notes if you do want to play the title for yourself. Of course, you do need Microsoft's Edge to play the game. Oppo's upcoming smartwatch has leaked in-live photos, giving us a glimpse at the supposed Android-based UI, which may mean Wear OS, but we're not entirely sure. The smartwatch does have Apple Watch vibes, and it looks as though it will play far more nicely with Android devices, and is set to be unveiled alongside the Find X2 next week. And finally, if you think you know Chrome on Android, then think again, as we've compiled 10 of our favourite tips for the mobile browser to enhance your web experience on your smartphone. It's not the most comprehensive, but it has just enough for everyone, no matter their experience level, so go check that out when you get the chance. That was a bite-sized overview of all the top news stories of the day. For further insight, you can read all of these stories in their full detail and much more over at 9to5google.com, and subscribe to the 9to5 Google Daily on Google Play, Google Podcasts, or via your favourite podcast player to get updates from Monday through Friday. For more detailed and in-depth news, be sure to subscribe to our long-form Alphabet Scoop podcast, available every Wednesday.